to know. I've just started doing the mindfulness course. They're teaching it up here for MPs and peers. And at 7:15 on the Tuesday, there's a bloke who sits in one of the committee rooms, and we talk about mindfulness, and then he leads you through a sort of meditation for half an hour. And we should be encouraging everyone to do this.
Absolutely.
Because the benefits of mindfulness and the benefits of art in healthcare are pretty much proven and pretty much overwhelming. We're very lucky on the healthcare point that on the island we have a wonderful... I mean, our hospice is great anyway, but I don't think we quite realise how innovative and cutting edge it is, in the sense that they're using art in palliative care.
Yes.
The head of the hospice, Nigel Hartley, wonderful man, trained as a concert pianist, then became a psychologist, then went into the hospice movement. Lovely man, very lucky to have him on the island. And he and his wonderful team are really doing creative and fantastic things. Mm. And we need to encourage, we should be encouraging mindfulness and... I'm encouraging art on the island, but maybe we need to be encouraging mindfulness.
Without a doubt. You'll be very interested to know. I got a phone call a year ago from a consultant psychologist at the hospital.
Yeah.
And she said, would we do some recording for her, her doing it, but us record it.
Yes.
And she's a consultant working in terminal illnesses.
Yeah.
She teaches mindfulness. And good, that is at St Mary's.
That is wonderful.
So I was astonished, because my teacher, my daughter teaches mindfulness.
Do you have a mindfulness bit, sort of 20 minutes on the radio?
No, we have talked about that.
I think we should try.
Yes, I do inspirational readings, which are just short stories, which are really,
well.
Yes, that they
why
really work.
Why don't we do mindfulness 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes early evening and late evening, or for even 15 minutes, or even 10 minutes, just to get people into the habit of trying to do that.
Yes.
I did some mindfulness. We had a session last night for 25 minutes. I was slightly fidgety, but, you know, we did it. I always feel much better.
It's not easy.
And then I went out for supper with a lovely friend of mine. We listened to some music.
So you felt a little bit refreshed?
I did, actually. I did.
But I've no idea how amazing it is to hear you say that.
No, it's so
because
important.
I think it's the future.
It is the future. There's some weird and wonderful statistics that show that if you spend 10 minutes with your doctor rather than 5 minutes, the treatment works better. Even if you take a pill with, and you know it's a placebo, it's got no benefit, you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So the mind does extraordinary things, and the further you have to go for your treatment, the less likely it is to be successful.
Amazing.
So this is why it frustrates me that, A, we have no extra... I didn't realise this until this summer. We get no extra money, despite the health money, despite the fact that we're an island.
Yeah.
I'm shocked by that.
And of course, because we don't have the population in heart and chemo, people who are ill have to go to Portsmouth.
And I suspect that
Southampton.
And I worry that their treatment is less effective because of the stress of travelling and on the mind and body. And you can't just get into a car and drive. And you have to then get on a ferry, get on a bus, get in a taxi. And your relatives have to pay to go and see you if you're there and staying there. It's not good. This is why telemedicine. We can do it for teaching, we can do it for medicine, you know, we can do it for lots of these things.
Yes.
So, yeah, there's lots of things we need to explore that will help our lives on the island better.